As we celebrate the 45th anniversary of SSC, God didn't bring you this far to leave you alone. He didn't bring you this far to disappoint you. There are three things I'm going to share with us with the whole story that we've just read about the life of Paul. One was Paul's encounter with Jesus and his response to him. He said, "What can I do? What shall I do?" Everything else in the life of Paul follows after his willingness to respond to God's call in his life. And the second thing that I want to remind us in this story, as you see, is the guidance of God in Paul's life. His response and submission to God. God is the one that called, not Paul. God was the one that called this man. He was the one that transformed his life. He's the one that established the call for him. And he guided Paul to his calling. And the third point I want to say here is that not only that God guides Paul, but his divine protection in Paul's life. Three things: Paul's response to Jesus, as he encountered Jesus, this man who was terrorizing Christians and believers in Jerusalem, now extending his agenda into the other nearby cities and nations. He encountered Jesus. He encountered a force that he has never encountered before. He encountered something powerful that is far more powerful than the authority that he represents. That brought him to a place of surrender. And his response to Jesus was, "What do you want me to do?" God's guidance began there as he guided Paul. "Go to this man." And there we see the unfolding of God's plan and his commission upon this man. Over and over again, when Paul comes through a time of difficulty or danger, you see the divine guidance of God. "Come, Paul, wake up in the morning." He would say, "Go in this direction, Paul," or "Go in this direction, Paul. Leave Jerusalem immediately." This was God's divine guidance to Paul. He called him. Well, first, he transformed his life. And through his willful choice to respond to God, God guide him. So all the time when we look at the life of Paul, there is this guidance. And every time we see that he comes to danger, there is the protection of God over his life. 45 years that we've been together, or this church in existence, I believe those who founded this church, it was not just an idea, but it's something that is birthed in them. Maybe they ask the same question: "What shall I do here in Norway, Lord? What do you want us to do?" And as they are willing to submit, there is the guidance of God that orchestrated, bring people around them, people who are willing to do the call of God in their lives. And we see that. Sometimes some of the most incredible guidance of God are the people around them, around Paul. We as a church, we come from different denomination and background. We have our own different preferences, but we have willfully choose together in the community of SIC to say to God, "What do you want me to do? espolte. And I believe that is the cry of our church. Is a church, not only that we come from different backgrounds, but that we are willing to come together, just like Vidar said, to bring our experience and our joy and our wisdom and the wisdom of God that is placed upon his people, that we were able to move forward in what God has for us. Guidance. Sometimes it's the person next to you that God used for his guidance. Why? We are the church of God. Amen? And his spirit dwell in us. As we function in the gifting and in the wisdom that God has given us through his spirit, you see the hand of God and his guidance among the church people, moving forward, doing what God has called us to do. Protection. God protects his people. God calls us. God guides us. His protection, his provision, his strength and enabling also follows after us. And with Paul, as we read in the third scripture, his life was threatened. There is danger coming. And it's amazing when we see the unusual people God brought around Paul to bring protection or to bring him to safety or to bring him out of trouble. We are here to do that to each other, to encourage one another along the way in the Lord. And sometimes we are here also so we can protect each other, yeah, from our own self. Through our guidance and wisdom, that God has used ordinary people like you, full of the Spirit of God, to protect ourselves. Some of the greatest protection over our lives has come through the wisdom of the people around us. We're fortunate we have great leaders in this church. We're fortunate we have great pastors who have gone before us. And sometimes it is the wisdom of the leaders or the council. So don't underestimate the capacity of your leaders, your council, to move in the Spirit of God, in the direction of God. Pray for them. Trust the ability of God in them, their capacity to lead, to move us forward, to get direction from God. Amen? And it's an encouragement for us in this 45th anniversary. Pay attention to the guidance around you. Maybe God is calling you
secure
to be that source of guidance. Because we have great people around us. Pastors make mistakes. And then we have people who come along as leaders to cheer us along the way, to point some guidance here and there. So pay attention to God's hand in guidance. Pay attention to the people around you who God is using to bring us to that, to realign us to the purpose of God. Amen? Let us pray. Father, we thank you for these lessons, the lessons that what you want us to do, are lessons to trust your guidance and to also trust your guidance through the lives of others, to see your hand at work and bring divine protection and intervention in our lives when we make wrong decisions. Help us to pay attention. As we move forward from this 45th anniversary, we know that you have more for us. We pray for your blessing upon the church. Bless everyone here. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' name we pray, and all the people of God say, Amen.